Officials at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard say last night's fire on a nuclear-powered submarine caused extensive damage and that seven people, including five firefighters, suffered minor injuries in battling the blaze. Shipyard officials held a press conference today with an update. Deborah McDermott was there. She's been reporting on the fire for Seacoast Online. She joins us by phone with the latest. Deborah, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us first a little bit about the sub where the fire broke out, the USS Miami.
The USS Miami is a Los Angeles-class submarine. It has a crew of 13 officers and 120 enlisted personnel. It was commissioned in 1990 in Groton, Connecticut, and it was at the shipyard for overhaul.
And the fire broke out shortly before 6 p.m. last night.
That's correct.
From what officials said, what do we know, if anything, about where or how the fire started?
The fire started in the forward compartment of the shipyard. This is where there were crew quarters and the control system for the shipyard. It started just after 6 p.m. last night and was able to be contained to that area. At no time, Admiral Rick Breckinridge stressed today, was the nuclear reactor in any danger.
Yeah, they were quick to point out that and that there were no weapons on board the ship at the time.
That's correct.
Do we know the extent of the damage yet on the sub or on the shipyard facilities?
We do not yet know the extent of the damage of the sub, nor do we know the cause as of yet. I'm expecting any time now an update from the shipyard, but I've not received it yet. As of this morning, they were still investigating, and they have launched what they called a thorough investigation, which is expected to last for quite some time.
Rear Admiral Breckinridge and Chris Pope, the state's Homeland Security Director, pointed out that the firefighters at the shipyard, as well as local firefighters, are trained to deal with a potential fire at the shipyard. But that said, they described the firefighting as quite dangerous.
Quite dangerous.
How so?
Because think about it. I mean, think about a submarine. It's a very contained space, very narrow hallways, very small rooms. And when a fire like this ignites, from what I've learned today, the smoke is toxic. It's made up, what's melting is insulation, tile flooring, wire insulation, paint. And so all those fumes are coming at you along with smoke in a very contained and small space. So what I heard today from Maine Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, who got a tour this morning, is that they were having to go in shifts very quickly, go in with these packs on their back, and battle the blaze, get back out, another person went in. So it was, they couldn't stay down there very long, and they had to have a lot of firefighters down there to help battle this blaze.
Do officials feel like this is going to set back the overhaul of the Miami?
That's an interesting question, and they haven't really answered that yet. They are saying that, and it's really even up in the air whether the overhaul will continue or whether it will be, decommissioned, unclear. I've heard from several different people that it likely will be repaired. It likely will stay at the shipyard longer than anticipated and will be repaired because it's such an important part of the fleet.
Deborah, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely.
Deborah McDermott of Seacoast Online. You can find a link to her reporting on last night's nuclear submarine fire at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard by going to our website, nhpr.org.